Well, friends, the 12 days of Christmas are at an end, and so we enter Epiphany. Epiphany, as we shall see, is a season, as the name implies, about shedding light on things. In this case, shedding light on Christmas and the newborn Christ child. As a season, it is rightly the natural extension of Christmas into the world and delimits the manifestation of Christ consciousness following the birth of the Christ child in the world of the natural man, as Paul would say. We explore various directions for such expansion over the course of this season, including fellowship, sincerity, endurance, steadfastness, and watchfulness. In our church, due to the moving target of Easter and the other necessary feasts like the baptism of the Lord in the River Jordan and the Transfiguration on the mountain, that we choose to celebrate in gospel chronological order prior to Good Friday and the crucifixion, it is rare that we get to fully explore the entire gamut of these directions. Fortunately, many of these themes are addressed in other contexts later in the year. So, it is a time when we commemorate the consequences of the birth of the Christ child. Or, to say that more directly, the consequences of a second birth, perhaps yet to come for many of us, in the kingdom of heaven. And once twice born, you can never again be the same. Those consequences, known collectively as the, quote, acquisition of the pearl, unquote, include the first conscious communion with one's Father in heaven and recognition of your own infancy, the apparent ignition or arrival of the star flame, the budding growth of the stem of the inner tree, and the subsequent development of a Christ-endowed living crown. It is important to understand that in the bridegroom tradition, the Epiphany is only the beginning of a manifestation cycle, which lasts until the time is right for the first test of your virtue in the Great Jordan. Perhaps many, many years later.